Hi, my name is Alan Dalrymple. I'm Program Director for Gwinnett Technical College's Emergency Services Education, located in Lawrenceville, Georgia, the only school in Georgia that is nationally accredited. Back in 1981, I was an EMT with a few years under my belt, but I had a brand new partner who just came out of EMT school, and we got at 7 a.m. a OB call. Well, 7 a.m. OB calls usually meant a taxi ride to the hospital. Well, when we got there, this woman who's, I guess it was her first birth, we never really found out about that one, but she's laying on the floor on a blanket, and she's in full-blown labor. Well, my partner, being brand new, never even, you know, considered trying to deliver a baby out in the field. And of course, you know, seeing it in the classroom is a lot different than actually doing it. Well, I had already delivered a couple to that point. Well, we get her ready, get the OB pack out because she's crowning. But as the crowning progressed, I looked and it was like, this is not a head. This is not a head. And my partner's like, what do you mean? What do you mean? What's going on? I'm like, this is a butt. So I was like, ooh, this is going to be a breech. And of course, the brand new partner just looked at me, got pale, got sweaty, didn't know what to do because all they did was talk about breeches in the classroom. Well, they were going to get, or he was going to get a firsthand experience at a breech. So we let it progress. We got the feet out. I got the arms out. And of course, the hard part was getting the head. As the cervix contracts, the head gets stuck at the neck. So then the panic sets in. Of course, my partner was panicking. I think my partner was pushing harder than the patient was. But I couldn't get the head out. So I had my partner call our medical director. He was in the ER, and he proceeded to tell me to go ahead and attempt episiotomy on the patient. Well, I knew better. I mean, that's well outside the scope of my practice. And I told him there's no way I could do that. So he suggested with angling the baby's feet towards the mother and getting my hands in, the fingers in as far as I could get them, to wrap them around that newborn's head. And it took about a good 5 to 10 minutes of slowly manipulating and getting my hand into position. And the biggest sigh of relief came when that head come popping out. This little baby girl was born. We got her airway open. We suctioned her out. She started hollering, which was a good sign. My partner was still pale and sweaty, not knowing, you know, how to even handle a brand new baby. But that was a fun time. That was one of the high points that in EMS, yeah, we get those high points with childbirth and patient saves. So even more of a high point with having a full-blown breech. If I had it today, of course, you know, being through it and a lot more knowledge and experience, it would have been just a normal everyday delivery to me versus back then my first breech and not having the experience and the confidence that, you know, being out in the field gives you.
What does a new paramedic or a new EMT who's never given breech birth before, you know, never assisted in a breech birth, what do they need to know? What advice would you give them?
Number one, stay calm. If you're calm, you'll be able to think what you need to do. You got to go back to what your instructor said. Obviously, you know, it's the hard part's getting the legs out and then getting the arms out. And as she's pushing, she's got the torso or the head portion to push against. The contraction of the uterus can push, you know, the rest of the body out. What a new EMT or what a new paramedic should think about is once you get the torso out, there's nothing for that uterus to push against except for the head, and that's even limited amount of surface area that's going to be pushing against. So they need to anticipate that they may have to do some manipulating, of course, keeping the neck in mind. The technique that our medical director showed me, and actually I had two of the OB doctors later on show me in another live birth in their lab was the angling up of the newborn, taking and supporting the neck and at the base and holding the torso and bringing the feet up towards the abdomen. So you're, you know, almost rotating the head out. Of course, back then, no one even knew that. But when my medical director told me, and he said, you know, he was nice and calm, and I stayed calm. I mean, my heart was racing at 100 miles an hour, but I stayed calm. We got it out. And that was the important part, keeping calm, thinking about what we need to do. And then, of course, once the newborn's out, you got to continue on with patient care. You got to do your Apgar score. You got to make sure the airway's open and we suction. So the advice is keeping calm and thinking about what do I need to do next.
Thank you for sharing your story, Alan. We appreciate it.
Open Airways podcasts are produced by FISDAP with support from EMSresponder.com. All recordings express the opinions and experience of the speaker and do not constitute legal or medical advice. This and other recordings can be found at www.openairways.net.